That's how winning is done.
You.
What's that?
With that.
Let's start building some hurting bombs.
What's up, bro?
What, bro?
What's up, bro?
Take a swing, bro.
Right here, bro.
Why you gotta disrespect, bro?
I do respect you, bro.
Show some respect, bro.
I do respect you, bro.
Stop disrespecting, bro.
I respect you, bro.
Okay, I respect you, too.
Okay.
The bro down is over. Let's bro out.
Bro out.
Party people.
Cherry pie.
And now, welcome to the stage, What's Up Bro Podcast. Yeah. All right, get your dollar bills out, gentlemen. All right.
Oh, that's what we were going for.
Oh, that's dollar bills, just dollar bills.
That's Is there anything that song could be other than a stripper song?
I don't know. What freaks me out is the thought of my little daughter like listening to that one day. She's like, "This song is great, Daddy." I'm like, No!
Oh, sweet Jesus.
But if you think about that, it's like, tastes so good, make a grown man cry. Like, I've never taken... Look, bro, we all know my deal with weight, and I've had my first share of delicious food. I've never in my life tasted something and be like, oh my God, it's so delicious. Like,
I've made... I've made painful noises when you eat something really good, and you're like, oh, yeah.
You wanna hear something? I was talking to a friend of mine this past weekend. By the way, this is What's Up Bro Podcast. I'm Nary Science, and this is Mike Mercadon.
What's up, bro?
I was hanging out with a friend of mine, and she was telling me she went to there's like I don't know what it is in the cool people part of town where like now restaurants are popping up. They'll rent up a space from an existing restaurant and only be there for like 2 weeks or 10 days or something like that, and then
like little specialty food things?
Yeah, like little specialty food restaurants. But it's a whole restaurant, 3-course meal, and the whole nine yards. And my friend, she went to it, and she's telling me that she couldn't decide on the dessert, so she ordered, they went in a group of six, so she ordered one of everything, right?
Damn.
But there's only like six desserts, but she ordered one of everything, so everybody
so,
could try.
And then you,
right.
Everybody did
so she's telling me all the kind of desserts that were special, and she goes, yeah, they had this, Captain Crunch dessert. And she kept, and she wanted to continue talking, and I put my finger in her face, and I'm like, wait, what? She goes, yeah, Captain Crunch dessert. And then I just like paused and I like, shook off my head and just in my head, I literally made the physical pantomime of just my head exploding. Like,
yeah.
My head fucking exploded at the thought of.
Like you just punched her just because you're a liar.
Oh my God, what's wrong? You brought me back nothing?
Yeah. How dare you?
She's like, we haven't seen each other in like 3 months. I'm like, exactly.
How dare you?
You could have seen it.
Tell me of this thing's existence and not provide it for me.
So
I don't know why.
That would probably make a grown man cry.
I don't know why I got so biblical with it.
I don't know.
How dost thou dare?
You got very Shakespeare in the Park with it, man.
Yeah,
you
got I got very Thor.
Yeah, very Thorish and
Thorish.
So, anyways, we got a lot to talk to this week. We got a lot to talk to. A lot's happened.
Yeah.
So let's get the elephant in the room out of the way. I'm not talking about myself. I'm talking about the Dark Knight Rises came out this past weekend. I did not go see it because I refused to contribute to what is now and what I knew then was going to be the all-time world box office opening weekend. Oh, yeah, and some people got shot. Whatever. The important part is that I did not contribute to beat the Avengers.
You know what? I went to go see The Dark Knight Rises.
You were about to speak in third person.
I did. I realized that sounds
pretty
fucking
creepy.
Yeah, yeah.
Mike has gone to see.
I went to go see it, but I did not support it financially because I had free passes. So it
what free passes did you have for the Let You See opening weekend movie?
For my birthday that just passed.
That's
my
birth
job,
with an F, by
birth,
the way.
Yeah, for
that's
my birthday.
Birthday.
For my birthday, I got from my job. I got movie tickets, like free movie tickets. So I just went, and in the afternoon, like at noon, it was still packed. It was like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. It was like packed, bro.
Yeah.
And I did not. I just was like, two to Dark Knight, please. And then they were like, here you go. So I saw it, but did not contribute financially.
I think you did at the end, ultimately.
No.
Oh, you got to bleep that out now?
I got to bleep it.
All right. Anyways, yes, there was a shooting. Everybody knows about the shooting, right? There's not news. We're not breaking news.
Yeah, I mean, didn't know
it
about...
It happened on Friday. I heard about it. I heard about it on Friday morning because I was at the gym at 5 o'clock in the morning and I was on the Stairmaster and I'm looking at the footage.
Yeah, the news was all over.
It was all over the news. And it had happened 3 o'clock here because it was midnight in Colorado, 3 o'clock here.
Mm-hmm.
And so, which I was very... I was watching.
It happened at 5 o'clock.
Yeah, I was up at 5 o'clock. So I'm watching it at 5:30 when I get to the gym. So it had just, you know, it was still going on, whatever. So there was still coverage. There were still police around the area and the whole nine yards. And there's some. First of all, that guy's a fucking nut. Like we've all seen him. He came into the room. He came into the movie theater and shot up the place.
He was all disheveled in court today. Like he was. Like he appeared in court. They didn't talk or anything, but they were just having that initial like arraignment, I guess.
That Steve was gonna have bail.
Yeah, yeah.
Negative.
Yeah, yeah.
Negative, my friend.
The guy not only killed a bunch of people, he had bomb, like a booby trapped apartment.
Yeah.
Like he must have just gone off the deep end. And here's the scary part: that guy was like a PhD candidate, super smart guy. Or whatever. He was going through the college process and he was studying something that's very, you know, intelligent.
That's why I don't go to college, bro.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
But
that's what he's going to turn you into. No, thank you.
That's what, what's this guy, this Christian guy? The one that wanted to burn all the Korans here in Florida? I forgot his name. But that guy, he was
every Christian.
Yeah. All of them. Everyone.
Secretly.
Yeah.
Secretly. You mean publicly? No, no. None of
publicly,
us.
Publicly, no. We are supportive of love.
We are love and
secretly. So fucking burn those
come
doors,
on,
man.
Everybody, not even Christians. Everybody secretly, we wanted to be like, that's a little fucked up, though, right? That's a little fucked up. They're going to build a mosque right on 9/11. Everybody secretly was like, I mean, out loud, you're going to be like, hey, you have the freedom to do whatever you want. But secretly, you go,
For me, it's just
too soon.
No, for me, it's just another church.
Well, here's
it's
the
just
thing.
Another church. If they would have built a regular church there, I would have been like, "Why the fuck are we building more churches?"
It's not even a. I'm not going to get into an old topic, but it's like it's not a regular church in the sense of it's a church of the people who tore down the buildings to begin with. So it's like I don't care what religion it was. It's like I just felt like it was one of those things where I was like, hashtag too soon.
Too soon, yeah.
Too soon, like.
Yeah, like it was like, oh well, look, our plan worked perfectly.
Yeah, we could now build.
But. Deep down, like this guy, well, that's what they were saying. At first, they were like, oh,
so what is it that he said? That he came out and said something?
Oh, he says that educating people, that the reason why he went crazy, it was because we were teaching him about, that he was learning about science and not God. That he was a science student.
Well, he wasn't wrong.
Well,
he's not wrong.
He was, he went crazy while doing a certain thing.
While studying science.
Yeah.
Now, if you went crazy, I think it was the combination of studying science and watching superhero movies. Because
I hope we don't offend anybody.
You and I would not be able to build our own Iron Man suit working.
No.
Like with weaponry Iron Man suit. Like you can work. People on the internet have built working Iron Man suits in the sense of.
Visually
it works.
The special effect,
and the flaps. Open and close,
which
and
is
mask,
badass, by
which
the
is
way.
Which is fucking great.
It's so fucking cool.
I wish I could fucking do that. I mean, I would devote my time if I thought I would be able to get away with it. I mean, in a sense,
if someone was my mentor, my Ra's al Ghul, if someone was that to me, that would be dope. Like to build shit, I would love that. Like if I had a workshop to go to, that they just had tools and shit, and they're like, someone show me how to do them. That would be great. I would love that. And then I would build an Iron Man suit.
Yes. Now, if somebody said, I could build an Iron Man suit that works with, you know,
guns and the repulsors or whatever.
That would have to be somebody who is into science.
Yes.
So therefore, it would be him. I'm just saying, if it's somebody that's going to be able to build it. Notice how none of that came to fruition with the Avengers, because it's very easy to do that with the Dark Knight, and you just walk in there with guns and guns blazing and just be like, oh yeah, I'm the Joker, or I'm Bane or whatever.
Well, he
but
was
if
wearing
he were to do that with the Avengers, he's not going to walk into a place with a hammer and be like, hey, he's going to kill a couple people.
How many people really? Yeah, are, and all of a sudden, the guy swings a hammer and people are like, he's just swinging a hammer. Get him!
Get somebody, get him.
Yeah.
All right. My favorite story of this tragic situation that happened. I don't know if you've heard about it. I'm sure you have by now, because Mike and I don't talk to each other about what we're going to talk about on the podcast. Is the dude with the 4-month-old baby?
Oh yeah, I heard about this.
Okay,
and
so this is to tell.
I don't know the whole story.
Just to tell our listeners, I'm going to tell you and tell our listeners. All right, there's a guy, there's a couple, and they take their 4-year-old daughter and their 4-month-old baby,
which
to a midnight premiere.
Strikes one and two, right?
We've already talked about in previous podcasts. I've already discussed how I feel about taking kids, young kids, to
and it's
a movie.
Not just us. Everybody who has heard the story is like, "What the fuck are you doing with a 4-month-old?"
Yeah,
the 4-year-old is still
a midnight release. Nah, give me a fucking break.
That kid doesn't know what the fuck Batman is.
Well, she apparently is a big Batman fan.
The 4-year-old,
yeah, the 4-year-old that has like Batman pajamas.
She can watch
it
at noon.
She could watch
the next day.
She could watch a PG-13 movie at noon. You stupid douchebags.
Yeah,
listen. Like, so this is what bothers me. Well, that already bothered me.
Yeah.
So you're already done. You're already, in my book, you're already a bad parent.
You're an asshole. Yeah.
You're already an asshole. But there's a lot of assholes out there that take their kids to the movie theater.
The Jaja, that one in particular.
But there are not a lot of assholes that do what this guy ended up doing. So the guy comes in, the terrorist, whatever the fuck it guys. I don't know what to call him. Because he's a terrorist.
He's a domestic terrorist.
Yeah, nobody said.
No, he's an assailant. He's an assailant.
No, he's a terrorist. That's a terrorist act.
Yeah,
you are committing a terrorist
act.
He was doing it
to instill fear and get attention and terrorize.
Yes.
Yeah.
So he accomplished his job.
That's what sucks, kind of, because the news is all over him. You know, like, that's what he wants. You know, his mugshot. He's smiling.
Yeah,
that's creepy as shit.
Very creepy. I retweeted something that Patton Oswalt put that he said, don't mention that guy's name.
Yeah.
Because he put nothing, he just took from the world and gave nothing back into it.
Right.
And I completely agreed with this, so I retweeted that. So the guy, the terrorist comes in and throws the tear gas. And by the way, how long do you think, I know it was just seconds, but how long do you think there was, like, how many people do you think I actually thought, man, these special effects are the fucking shit.
So there were... I saw some of the...
I'm not even trying to be funny. I'm just saying,
if you're
watching this shit and you hear clink, 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 and you hear and you see smoke, you must be like, this is like Alien Encounter in Disney World. This is like the shit. Well, like, I feel it in the back of my neck, Dad.
Yeah, it's like, oh my God, it's so creepy.
It's so creepy.
There was this girl...
I'm crying because the tear gas.
This is so real.
This 3D is worth it. They made Avatar can suck a dick. This 3D is the best.
Oh, my God. You can send your complaints to wubro@narysigns.com.
I'm just saying, for a couple people, it must have happened before the shots rang out.
What
you
I was going to say,
thought,
that there was a woman that they interviewed on the news where when the guy busted in, because he came in through like the exit door, and when he busted in, they thought it was some sort of special thing that the like some event thing, some show that the theater was a part of, that the theater was putting together, that
right.
It was like, oh, look at how cool. They're having some guy bust in and, like, maybe they're going to pause the movie. And then the guy starts, like, she thought for a split second that it was, like, some sort of orchestrated thing by the theater. And it was not. Like,
no.
That's got to be a fucking horrible moment
was,
where you're like, oh, this is oh, shit, it's real. You know, like.
Yeah. So, all right, going back to this guy with the four-month-old child. So the dude comes in shooting up the place, the terrorist. The dude, I found out later. That the dude, there's an interview with him. There's an interview with him. The dude fucking runs, right? And you're thinking, oh, okay, like everybody would. No, not like everybody would, because this dude ran without the baby.
Like he just.
Without the other 4-year-old child and without his girlfriend. Just fucking ran. And in his own words, he jumped a fucking balcony.
What?
Jumped a balcony. Fucking landed. Ran out. ran across the street, got in his truck, and fucking left.
He got no, like he didn't just run away. He drove away.
And then he said
from his wife and babies.
No, it wasn't his wife. It's his girlfriend.
Oh, right, right.
It's apparently part of the other story. It's his girlfriend. It's not his wife, which leads you to go, okay, it's his girlfriend. I'm with that, bro. Leave the fucking chick behind. There's other chicks.
Fend for yourself,
yeah,
woman.
Fend for yourself. That's fine, bro. You're a fucking grown ass adult. You've had two kids.
Oh, my God.
You can fucking run. You know what I'm saying? You one who can't run is a four-month-old child, asshole. Your child. The four-year-old is not his.
That's so terrible. But this guy's a fucking horrible person.
Four-month-old child.
The four-year-old was not his?
The four-year-old is not his.
Oh, I thought it was.
The
okay.
four-month is. So you're talking about the infant, the one who can't run. First of all, let me explain to you the situation. Going back to taking a young kid to... You're taking a four-year-old, horrible idea to take to a midnight showing because everybody in the theater is going to hate you.
The kid right? should be amimid.
Yeah. First of all, I don't know what that means, but yes, I agree. Second of all, the immune system of a four-month-old child mm-hmm. is not complete. It's not finished.
Yeah.
It's still building. They're not immune to things like people coughing. You have a room full of, or you have a theater full of people coughing and sneezing. They're not immune to coughs or sneezes and the cold and the mucus. They're not immune to bullets. They're not immune to this type of shit. You can't take a four-month-old child.
Jesus
Christ. You can't take a four-month-old child.
Chris Kringle.
All I'm saying is take your fucking baby. You can hold it like a football, man.
Yes.
Just fucking run. Just run.
Just run with the baby.
Whatever
actually,
you're
supposed to use, you yeah. should hold it like a football. Hold
you,
the head.
Whatever
and the
you
legs.
Just did, whatever you just did when you left and you got into your truck, it would have been, everything would have been different had you had your
the
fucking
baby.
four-month-old
yeah,
child
baby.
With you. So the dude and his thing is that he was calling her and calling her and she wouldn't pick up.
Of course.
Maybe because there's a fucking guy shooting the theater. She actually got shot. She ended up getting shot.
Yeah, did she get...
She got shot. They didn't say where, but it was like a
graze.
It was a graze, yeah. It wasn't anything severe or whatever. He left the four-month-old child's head in between the seats.
What?
In between the seats.
That's what is his excuse?
No, he did that because he didn't want to jump the balcony with the baby because he didn't know the if he was gonna like land on her and hurt her. So instead, he left the baby where the guy was shooting up the fucking.
Did he have like a sprained ankle or something to corroborate the jumping balcony story?
No. So story's not done yet. Story's not done yet.
There's more? I don't know there's more. There
I
is.
Swear to God there's more. I'm not lying to you. So finally, she calls him from another Colorado area code. It wasn't her phone. Somebody was nice enough to lend her the phone.
Well, yeah.
So he called and he's expecting to hear, hey, your friend is dead or your girlfriend is dead.
Right.
In his own words, he's expecting to hear everybody died. That's what he's expecting to hear. Mostly
he's
because he fucking left.
Yes, he ran.
Piece of shit. And he's saying this like trying to pretend like he's fucking. If you watch the interview, he's trying to pretend like
someone
he's,
told me he was fake crying.
He was fake crying. He was trying to pretend that he's crying. He's fake crying, dude. And then I was like, and I was so weird. I was like, shut the fuck up. You're lying, dude. You're lying.
It's
you're a dirtbag. Best part of the story coming up.
I've done some pussy things in my day where...
Like, you read a fat girl's blog and told her you didn't read it?
Right. I mean, I've gotten scared and made a noise and done like... and then you have to shake it off and you have to kind of re-man up,
right.
You know, like regain your composure.
He manned up after he got in his truck and drove away.
This is like the ultimate... regaining your manhood attempt because there's no way that unless he hunts down and kills this guy.
No. You want to hear
vigilante?
You want to hear his attempt? You really don't know this part of the story?
No.
You want to hear his attempt when they're in the hospital getting checked out because you know his girlfriend got shot and
yeah, his girlfriend. The kids were fine, right?
The kids were fine.
Okay.
Except they have a douchebag for a father.
Exactly.
I kid you not. He comes out. Of the hospital, in one of the rooms where they were examining whatever, and he comes out and he tells his girlfriend, he goes, I know this isn't the perfect time or place, but will you marry me?
Get the fuck out of here.
She said yes.
Get the fuck out of here.
She said yes.
Fuck that.
She said yes. And in an interview, she said...
No.
That, yes, dude. In the interview, she said that... When
no!
she, yes, man, she said that when she thought that he was dead for those 10 minutes that she thought he was dead, her world was over. So she knew that's how she knows that she cannot live without him. but he's clearly okay with living without her.
Get the fuck. This is, oh.
I'm being serious, dude.
Oh my goodness.
He proposed and she said yes. Now, you know, as a dude, when you fuck up that big.
Wow.
The only fucking ace in your fucking pocket, bro. You got to throw down everything you got at this point.
Will you marry me and take one of my kidneys?
You got to save face.
Wow.
And you better hope. And she's Hispanic, dude. And you better hope.
Oh, she was? She was Hispanic?
She looked Hispanic. And second of all, they moved from they just moved to Colorado from New Mexico. So there's a good chance.
There's a good chance.
She's going to be, but she looks Hispanic. And her daughter, her 4-year-old, looks spicky as fuck. like orale.
She looks like one of the It's a Small World.
Yeah,
Mexican.
You just look at, like that. Like it's, you look at her and you just think, orale, my friend, orale. Wow.
What's your name? Essay?
Yeah, what's your name? Vato? I get it. All right. Excuse me, Vato. What's your name? Jaja? Okay, I get it. It's fucking, she's spicky as fuck. Right, so
poor this guy.
No, she's the fucking idiot.
Yeah. No, already.
Because this guy's a douchebag for multiple strikes, and she fucking said yes. Like, how do you say yes? How do you fucking say yes?
It's not like he got into his car and drove it through the wall into the theater to regain.
I'm sorry, I had to go to my truck and get my fucking gun.
Yeah. All right.
Man up. That's good.
Yeah.
That's all right. I was gonna be right back. I just left her there. I was gonna get my gun.
I was gonna get my gun and I came back.
And I fucking gonna come back. All right. Man up.
Say that lie. Oh, yeah. But when I got back, I got the gun and then I saw cops and I threw it away because it's an illegal gun. See, that's already a better story than I jumped from a balcony.
That's already a better story. Bro, that guy is just complete douche.
Wow.
But she said yes, Mike. That's the part that's craziest.
That is crazy.
She said yes. Like, how do you say yes to a fucking dude like that? And as the reporter, I was pissed off at the reporter for not going like, hey, how come you left your fucking child?
Yeah, like if someone were
Let's talk about that.
Like, oh, so tell us the rest of that story. And then he gets, like, tell us the story. And then he gets to that point. I would have been like, it's like, oh, and then I ran. And then I ran away, and I was so confused. I was like, you left a 4-month-old baby there? And
you left your 4-month-old baby.
You left your 4-month-old baby there? Any 4-month-old baby.
But it's yours.
Even more than it's yours.
Yes.
I would have been like, no, you guys can go fuck yourself.
There's a story.
Get the hell off
me. I haven't checked somebody told me the story. Now, you know how this shit becomes one of those, like, when 9/11 happened, it's like, there was a guy that was cheating on his wife, and his wife called him that morning of 9/11.
Yeah.
And then she's like, hey, are you all right? He's like, yeah, I'm fine. I'm at work. And he was with the mistress.
Oh,
and
that's how she found out. Yeah.
I've heard so many variations of that story. You go, nah, this is all bullshit. That's like, I'm sure it happened to one person, and it just got blown up proportion. So, with that said, I heard a story from somebody told me that there's a 19-year-old kid that jumped on a family that wasn't his and died protecting that family that wasn't his. This fucking 19-year-old kid did that. If that really happened, this 19-year-old kid fucking did that, and you could not say you fucking left your own child. You piece of shit.
What a shit.
What a fucking dirtbag. And you know what's funny? My wife,
and now everybody knows.
Yeah, now everybody knows. Oh. You're worse than the dude at the baseball game that let the foul ball go to hit the girl.
He's like,
and he just let it go.
And it nails that little girl.
And just nails in her face.
And then
you're worse than that.
Yeah, you're worse than that
guy. You're worse than that guy.
Or the guy that dropped his kid. Did you see that one? When the foul ball's coming and he goes to catch it and he just drops the little girl?
Yeah, but she's all right. She made it. I don't see that as a bad deal. It's not like she fucking got hurt. She's just, you know, whatever. No, this guy's a douchebag, man. This guy is class A douchebag. So
if we could stamp it, like, we should have a sound effect.
Yeah.
Like, the douchebag.
Douchebag of the year. Clearly, douchebag of the year. This is not even close.
Yeah.
This is not even close, my friend. So, I text my wife the story, the link, and then I send her the link to the video, and she was fucking raging. She was texting me back like, what the fuck?
Blowing up your phone.
Yeah, she was blowing up my phone. Douchebag, I can't believe this guy. I'm like, how romantic, huh? Like, I'm trying to make light of that. I'm like, yeah, what a fucking romantic guy, huh? She's like, what a fucking douchebag. I'm like, romantic douchebag.
And you're trying to spin it.
Yeah, I'm trying to spin it. I'm like, you know, again, clearly fucking around. And then my wife goes, you know, putting us in that situation, in their situation, if you ever did that to Sophie, to our child, I would never forgive you. And then to which my reply was, if you ever took our four-month-old child to a midnight release, I will never forgive you. And my wife turns around without batting an eye. She just, as soon as I she sent me a text right after that, she goes, touche.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. Okay, right. Right. Yes.
Okay.
Right. All of this could have been avoided
for not being a douchebag to begin with.
Yeah. If you would have just not been a shithead and left your kids at home, yeah. Or
if you weren't a shitbag parent at home, you would not know. The world would not know how much of a shitbag parent you really are.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, you could be the hero that ran away and survived. You. No one would look. People do crazy shit in situations like
George
that.
George Costanza. Yeah. Leaves the room. Fire. Yeah.
Fire! Fire! All right. People do crazy shit when that shit happens. When things go down, you never know how you're going to react. So if he would have run away and he got a car and drove away, that's something that would have just been a blip on the news. And then him and his girlfriend would have had to address that. Now, not only the same action for you being a shithead to begin with, everyone in the world knows how big of a pussy you are, but like to epic degrees.
Yeah.
Like amazing
people. If she has family, which she's Hispanic, so I'm guessing she does.
A large one.
Yeah. If she has her fucking siblings are going to fucking
That's going to be the best wedding.
If they don't fuck you up, because they should.
Yeah, they should beat the shit out of
you. If they don't fuck you up, you are going to be hated.
That's going to be the best wedding ever.
Ever.
To watch. Not to be a part.
No.
It's not a good thing, but it's going to... I would kill to be the DJ bartender at that wedding.
It'd be great to see how many shanks come out of that fucking... Shank.
It's like, he's wearing a red tuxedo vest.
You know who I feel the worst for? Is the 4-year little girl.
Ugh.
Because the 4-month old, as bad as it is not going to remember this.
No.
The 4-year old little girl is going to remember this. And then now she's even come out, they've interviewed her, and she came out and she said that she knows what she wants to be for the rest of her life.
And what? We are horrible people.
And well deserved. I got to be honest with you. I think she's gonna be a good one. I think she's gonna come out. She's like, Daddy, I found what I want to do for the rest of my life. So yeah, good job, buddy. Good job.
Oh, that's
all you, bro. That's fucking all you.
Oh my goodness.
Anyways,
Kris Kringle.
So. That happened on the weekend.
You would think there would have been somebody with a gun in there.
Somebody with a gun?
Other than the guy.
Well, here's the thing. He was covered in head to toe Teflon, bro.
But even then, head to toe,
his neck was covered. He had a neck thing. Nothing was going to happen to him, bro.
No, but even then, like, they don't know that. Like, if I don't like guns. I don't like guns.
I've been wanting to buy a gun. We've talked about this
before. Yeah, we've talked about it before. But this was a perfect example of when, like, all my gun nut friends, where I was like, would you have pulled out your gun and started shooting? And then they were all like, no, there's too many people there. You never know if you're going to hit somebody.
Apparently, you and I don't know the same gun nuts.
Yeah.
Every gun that I know was like, dude.
Two of my people at work.
Well, first of all, one guy I know that always carries his gun is a cop. So he's going to automatically
fire.
That guy's,
and he's
that
trained.
Guy's itching. That guy's itching. That guy's waiting for that fucking, that Bruce Willis taped to my back fucking moment where he's like, just about to fucking shoot somebody. Like, he's itching to fucking shoot somebody right now. Like, he's only been a cop for like a year and a half, and he hasn't shot anybody yet. So he's like, I'm fucking dying. So he for sure would have shot. He would have pulled the fucking gun. He would be waiting for that shit.
Lord.
He would have shot somebody if it would have been. It would have been orchestrated by the movie theater.
Get the fuck out.
Like, hey, I'm just fucking 16. I have pimples and fucking, I'm just in a costume. Like, what'd you say? Pop, 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 pop.
It's a good thing I'm wearing this bulletproof vest. Yeah. Not on your neck, bitch. Blam.
Yeah. So, but every gun nut that I know, you know, my brother-in-law, there's a lot of people that own guns that carry with them that have concealed weapons permits. The thing in, apparently in Colorado, it's much like New York City. That you could own a gun and you could own a gun and have it in your house or your car, but you can't carry it around. You can't have a concealed weapon.
You can't have it on your person.
On your person.
Yeah.
Florida is not like that.
No.
Florida.
This would have been, I guarantee you, this would have been very different in Florida.
Yeah. In Florida would have been very different. There would have been a lot of guns, not just his.
Yeah.
Most of them turned to the side.
Yeah.
Which, as we all know by watching that, that movie is a kill shot.
That's kill shot.
Kill shot. Kill shot. Turn it to the side. So, Steve Carell movie. That one was actually pretty funny. So that happened on Friday.
Wow.
And then today, or
like Saturday
Monday,
morning. No, no, Friday morning.
No, Friday morning. So today, this is Monday. If you listen to it on Woobro Wednesday, just know that this
we're recording on Monday.
And today, the Penn State
verdict. Yeah. Not the verdict.
The punishment.
The sanctions.
NCAA, yeah. The sanctions from NCAA. Got taken. First of all, they tore down the
Jopa statue.
The Jopa statue, which led me to my tweet of the week.
Oh,
my favorite tweet of the week. Al Jackson tweeted.
Oh yeah,
it was a great tweet because it was so under our noses, but it was one of those things where I was like, oh, I should have thought of that.
Yeah,
but
I'm
not the greatest tweeter. Like I've maintained I'm not the greatest tweeter, but he wrote that Joe Paul's statue has been taken down and put taken away and the words that they use in NCAA use it was for safekeeping. They put it away in safekeeping, which leads me to one undeniable fact that we're in for the best season of Storage Wars ever. And I just fucking it's just great, man. It's just
I didn't know that one. I thought you were talking about I don't know who posted it.
No, that's Al Jackson.
That's Al Jackson. Yeah, I thought you were talking about one. I can't remember who posted it. Where, oh shit, it's gonna bother me. Someone posted it, it's like, oh, they're tearing down the Joe Paterno statue, but fortunately, it's gonna be re-erected in the Vatican.
Lisa Lapinelli had a good one before they tore it down. When they were talking about tearing it down, she said they should move it from the football from in front of the football stadium into in front of the library, so to remind people to keep quiet.
Yes,
and
oh my goodness,
yeah, it was fucking great. So Al Jackson's exact tweet, because I massacred it, was Joe Paul's statue was taken down and put away, which only leads to the one undeniable fact: we're about to have the best season of Storage Wars ever. So I was I was pretty close, I think, from what
you were pretty close. We got the gist.
Yeah, the gist of it.
That's all Twitter is. Twitter is the gist of something.
FYI, my friend, JCVD, very active on Twitter.
Really?
Very.
He's
very active on Twitter. Again, it's all promotional shit. It's all
Of course. Yeah.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah.
And I like to believe it's him and not some
assistant.
Not some assistant, 16-year-old dude like, yeah, you gotta get into it. I always think about 16-year-old kids, I always think about the guy from The Simpsons with the squeaky voice and the pimples. Like,
here's your taco.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's the guy I always think about. So that's the guy who's like, excuse me, Mr. Van Damme.
Yeah.
I'm tweeting something. You're like, yeah, whatever, fucking guy.
Yeah. Would you like me to tweet about your new trailer release?
Sure. That's fine. Why not?
Yes. Sure, yes, on. Young boy. Yes, young boy.
So then the verdict came back, and it's a huge verdict. I mean,
it's the biggest? No, it's not
the biggest. No, the biggest was the death penalty that they did to SMU. SMU a few years back. There's a great documentary, ESPN documentary on it, that they did. They got caught cheating so much and like paying their players. And every school was doing it, but the only school that ever got fined for it was SMU. And they got the death penalty, which means that they canceled the entire football program for, I don't remember how long it was, but when they give you the death penalty, and then when the NCAA gives your school the death penalty, they do it for however long they say. It's always at least one season.
Right.
It's going to be at least a season, but I don't remember how long it was. I want to say maybe a year
that
or
would
two.
Kill
I don't remember.
School.
It killed. It did. SMU was a powerhouse. Fucking national champions at that point. No more, my friend.
Wow.
No more. It took them like 20 years just to get back to a winning season, some crazy shit. Because but this one was pretty bad too. This sanction was
It was close
bad.
To that.
It was close to that. A lot of people were saying that they should have just done that. That it would have been better off for Penn State.
Yeah.
$60 million in the next 3 years that they're going to have to, Penn State's going to have
$60 million.
Yeah, $20 million a year. Then the one that's the kick in the nuts is they took away all the victories, all the wins.
Every win.
That the football program had between 1998 and 2011. That's 13 fucking years, man.
That's zero. The last win recorded will be in 1997.
Yeah.
So, it really sucks for like the players who are on the team now.
Well, no, they get that's the thing. The NCAA gave them a chance told them that they could go to any other school they want and they would be able to play. They would be eligible to play right away. Because normally...
You have to wait.
You have to wait a year. Yeah. Normally, if you're a UM student and you would transfer to any other school, FSU, whatever, if you played, you would have to wait a year, an academic year, and they don't... They're waiving that so they could play immediately because they know it's not the player's fault. But
think about the guy that stays on the team.
I'm down for that, bro. You know what? First of all, think about Penn State. You know who's going to be playing in Penn State is the fucking the science geek and the fucking videographer who never had a chance to play before. We're like, I get to play, yay!
I want to see that. I want to see that bad.
It's going to be a team.
Just like the team of nerds where it's like, I finally get my chance, crush, smash.
It's going to be a team of fucking water boys, a team of Bobby Boucher's. It's fucking like, I want to play.
Picture, visualize an attack.
Yes.
It's your tackling view.
As per MSN, one of the worst Adam Sandler movies.
Fuck MSN.
Fuck MSN and their
ass. That movie's fucking great.
Yeah. So, anyways. So I want to say two things. One, these are like huge news stories. That's why we're talking about it. We normally don't, but they're so huge we had to talk about it.
Yeah, we usually try and stay away from the stuff that'll
make you sad.
Yeah.
So I want to say our condolences go out to those people who were injured. I feel really bad. People are still talking about the statue, like, oh, you should have never taken down a statue. I'm like, fucking kids got raped.
Yeah, like, did we fucking forget?
Who gives a fuck about a statue? Kids got raped. It's fucking horrible.
Yeah.
So
that to me is the word. Like, they should murder. Yeah. You free reign. What's their confess?
Jim Norton goes, man. Apparently the NCAA is digging up Joe Paterno's body and killing him again. Because of the whole taking away the wins.
Right.
And I was like, I wrote back to my reply. I go, actually, I think that they're digging up his body and taking him to the showers and raping him.
Yeah.
But that maybe it's just me.
Yeah.
Maybe it's just me. No,
but you
nobody
know
else?
What?
So
there's that whole theory that you know, like, in when you go, if you believe in it, that if you go to hell, that you get punished.
My favorite was a disclaimer. If you believe in it. That was that verbal asterisk.
Yeah. If you could see me do air quotes.
Yes.
If you go to hell.
Quote unquote.
that you're punished by whatever wrong you did in life, right? There's some people that believe that. So, like, Jerry Sandusky.
So, do you think Elizabeth, what's her name, would be, her hell would be doing Showgirls over and over again?
Elizabeth.
I forget her name.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. You're talking about Jesse Spano.
Yeah, Jesse Spano. That's why I don't know. I'm like, I know her name is something.
Elizabeth.
I was gonna say Elizabeth Banks, but I'm like, that doesn't sound.
Is that right? I think that's right. I mean, I was in my mind. I'm like Elizabeth Hurley, Elizabeth Shue.
I was gonna say Elizabeth
neither
Banks,
of those two,
but I was like, I don't know.
Is it?
That's how many Elizabeths we know. It's like Elizabeth Shue. No.
I said Elizabeth Hurley.
Yeah, but
she's hot.
They're all hot. Yeah. All the Elizabeth that you just mentioned.
I told you I was a Jesse Spano fan over Kelly Kapowski. That was
Elizabeth Berkeley. That's
Berkeley, yes.
That's I knew it wasn't Banks because I'm like, no, Banks was in the news recently, so it can't be. It can't be Jesse Spano. You know what's funny? Showgirls actually has a 4.3 rating, star rating on IMDb out of 10, and you go, oh wow, yeah, it's pretty bad. And then you go, no, there's Van Damme movies that are lower than that.
Yeah,
but I don't think I've ever seen a Van Damme movie that I would not want to see again over Showgirls. I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, if they said, if they had either choice, Showgirls or Van Damme,
I was like, I'll go with Van Damme. And people are like, oh, it has naked titties. I'm like, but do I gotta watch it with the volume up?
Yeah.
Then if I gotta watch it with the volume up, I'm going Van
then
Damme.
No,
I'm
then
going
no.
Van Damme. Definitely.
Fuck it.
But anyways.
But, I mean.
So, I'm sorry we had to talk about this. On the other hand, you know, it's horrible that this had to happen, but I'm glad that it happened on a weekend so that we could talk about it on a podcast. Because this shit would. If that shit would have happened on Tuesday, I would have been like, motherfucker! Again, this
we've you been foiled
fucking,
again.
You strike. I'm not saying I'm glad it happened. I'm not saying I'm happy it happened. Oh, I'm not saying any of that. It's tragic and it's awful. I'm just saying if it did happen, I'm just glad it happened on fucking weekend where we could talk about it 3 days later as opposed to, you know, 8 days later.
Yeah,
because that would be ridiculous.
How many shithead movie producers do you think were concerned about the box office numbers?
Every.
All right, like
every. Single.
I'm sure they were all
the
like
numbers
oh,
dropped
what's
on Friday.
Gonna,
the numbers
of course.
Dropped on Friday.
Did it beat Avengers?
Yeah.
It did.
Yeah.
Shit.
173 million.
But not by a lot, right? It wasn't like a...
73 million.
Avengers made more than $100 million a weekend.
I don't know. I had the numbers and whatever. It was.
Now I will say this. I did see it. It's worth watching. Go see it.
I watched. I'm gonna watch it. I just don't want to participate to the biggest opening weekend. Yeah. I never said I'm not gonna watch it. I watched.
It's Monday night. You can do it.
I watched Batman Begins.
Yeah.
Two nights ago, as a matter of fact, and it was very coincidental. It wasn't like, oh, I'm gonna watch it because to get ready for. It wasn't like that. It was like I bought the Blu-ray where I'm going through movies that my wife hasn't seen. I'm trying to find a movie that my wife hasn't seen yet,
right,
to show her, and she hadn't seen Batman Begins, and she was like, I don't think I've seen that movie. And I'm like, well, then clearly it came out before you and I were dating.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah.
That shit would not have happened. That would not have been an issue had you and I been dating at this time. So I put it on. It was, what a great movie. So much better than Dark Knight, bro. I stand by that. It's so much better than
Dark
Knight.
I will say this.
The Joker is better than, what's his name? Rahul Mangal, whatever the fuck that guy's name is. What's his name, dude?
Who? Oh, Ra's al Ghul?
Yeah. Yeah, total gross, $160,887,295.
Yep. And the Avengers was less than that. Shit.
I think the Avengers was less than that. As a number one, it's the biggest... wait, let's go back to that. Final weekend numbers. Yeah, biggest weekend for a single movie, Dark Knight Rises. Oh, no, that's... I'm trying to see here, so pardon the... No, Avengers still won.
Hey!
Avengers still won. Yeah, The Dark Knight Rises is number three. It, behind Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows Part 2, and Avengers.
We did it!
Yeah!
Woo-hoo!
All right.
We did it! All right. Woo-hoo, listeners, we thank you.
Good, this is awesome. All right.
Wow. Well, I'm in a better mood. We were way off.
Yeah, I'm in a better mood. No, because somebody texted me, oh, biggest opening. And I think it said biggest 2D opening. And I just assumed it was the same thing, like 2D or 3D or whatever.
Oh.
A biggest 2D opening. I'm like, I don't know why they got to get very specific. All right.
Because Christopher Nolan didn't want 3D.
That's what you get, fucker.
Yeah.
That's what you get.
But then again, he didn't do shitty 3D, you know?
Yeah. Well, whatever.
But I will say this, now that Avengers remains unbeaten, I would go see it. Go see it tomorrow.
Yeah, whatever. I'm not in the big
It's good.
I'm not in the big.
Very good. And it's good that you watch. I didn't watch Batman Begins before I went to go see it. I watched Dark Knight again. And I will say this. It ties the two up nicely. It's very good. It's very good. I don't want to do any spoiler alerts.
No, there's not going to be any spoilers. You know, I had a friend turn off the shit twice, turn off the last podcast. You're like, you guys started talking about Spider-Man. I'm like, but we literally said there's not going to be any spoilers.
We didn't say anything.
No, we didn't. And he just stopped listening in case. And I'm like, you're not going to go see the movie until it comes on a Blu-ray, so get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, man. You got to be careful with that shelf life. Some people get mad.
Let's go back to the movies. The old school picks of the week.
Yeah, yeah. I was just looking them up. All right, so I did not watch Big Trouble in Little China.
How do you not watch that movie?
I didn't.
How do you not watch that movie, Michael?
I didn't have time, and you called me Michael like you're my mom.
You should did.
Yeah, I did not. I did, but I had, you know, I was real busy. I'm seeing a girl now, so.
Seeing a girl, or are you just dating or fucking, or what?
Seeing, dating, I don't know.
You have a title yet? Do you have a title?
Not yet. It's not like Facebook official. Not yet. Not yet.
That's what matters. You said not yet, like the black guy from Gladiator. You're like, not yet. Not yet.
Nah. Well, I like this girl. We'll see where it goes. Very interested in pursuing.
Did she pay for her own dinner?
Huh?
Did she pay for her own dinner?
She did.
Oh, she doesn't like you.
Huh? No.
She doesn't like you.
I think she does.
I don't think so.
Well,
let's call her.
Huh?
Let's call her.
You really?
Let's have a phoner. Let's have a phoner. Come on.
No.
Let's call her. Come on.
We're not at that level of our relationship.
Does she know you do a podcast?
Yeah, she does.
Does she listen?
She listened to the episode 10.
Episode 10?
She just downloaded.
Random ass number.
She just went back to the oldest one that she could find, and she started listening. And it was the episode where I talked about.
The fat girl?
No, the older woman that ended up.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
And so she was like, what is that?
Would you have rather her listen to that? Or the fat girl episode.
I don't know. Not this one that we're talking about right now, where we're rehashing it, where I'm actively talking about it. Not this one.
Everyone is not the latest. But is she going to listen to more? Or
yeah, she likes 10? It. She thinks you're funny and she likes it. And
well, that's not a question. Yeah. I'm just asking. I didn't even mean it. I know it came out conceited and I meant for it to come out conceited. But in reality, it's like I don't. I meant it as arrogant to be funny. But in reality, I meant what I said. It was a double entendre. I don't. It's cool that she thinks I'm funny, but that's not what I'm asking.
Listening for you, bro.
I'm asking, yeah, exactly. I'm asking more about what her thoughts are with you. What are her intentions with my Michael? What are her intentions? Because I don't want a floozy. Actually, I do want a floozy. I want Michael to have a floozy.
So. I want the lady in the street to freak in the sheets. That's what every guy really wants.
Nah. I just want a freak in the sheets and a freak in the streets.
Just a wild, abandon, reckless abandon.
Reckless, like, hey, we're at dinner. I'm going to go underneath the table and blow you.
You want me to have the girl from American Pie?
Yes.
The redhead.
The girl from Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Right.
Right.
That put her flute in her vagina.
Right. Well, she said pussy, but that's fine.
She said pussy. I said vagina.
Yes, sir, because you're a classy guy.
I'm classy, and there's a girl I like. There's a girl that listens to this. So
I don't want to say anything bad. Is she hot?
Yeah, she's
true. Okay. Show me pictures. You got pictures?
Huh?
Yeah, huh?
We'll talk about that during the break. Huh?
That was awesome. Huh? What?
Huh?
So where'd you meet her?
She works at a different department.
Oh, so you know where she works?
Yeah.
You met her at work?
Yeah.
Does she work at a... Is that where she works?
No, she doesn't do that.
All right, well, whatever. I mean, have you asked her? Do you know if she?
I got to approach that. Hey, will you private dancer?
Yeah,
is better.
Yeah, like hey,
I'll be your private dancer.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Dancer for money.
What? How do you feel about the song? About that.
Oh, I'm so sick of it. I used to hear it at work all the time.
Oh no. I hope she listens to this episode. God, I hope she listens to this episode. What's your nickname for her?
Sunshine.
You call her Sunshine?
I don't know. That's what I called her this morning.
She got a pussy so good, make you feel like sunshine. From Harlem Nights, man. Fucking. Yeah, that was one of my favorite fucking scenes. Forever. That's a great old school pick, bro.
Shit.
Fucking, that's a great. I just shot myself in that one, but.
Yeah, you did.
But Harlem
Nights.
Make it
your pick this week.
Nah, fuck. Nah, I got so many, man. I got a.
That wasn't on your list?
Nah, that wasn't on my list. Harlem Nights. You know what? Let's go with Harlem Nights for my pick. We'll do a viewer pick.
We'll do
a viewer pick, but Harlem Nights, man. Fucking great.
For the record, there might be people out there who don't know what Harlem Nights is.
Well, then they should stab themselves in the fucking eye and just live them with themselves with an eye patch for the rest of their life. What happened? I didn't know what fucking...
And become Nick Fury.
Yeah, become... Harlem Nights is a movie with Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Red Fox. It was directed by Eddie Murphy. It was the only movie that he directed, to my knowledge. I think I'm right. Hilarious, dude. It takes place in like the 20s.
It's like the old school, the Harlem Renaissance.
Yeah.
That where it's like the jazz era.
But it's so great, man.
Yeah.
So funny. There's so many lines in that movie where there's a prostitute named Sunshine. And there's a prostitute named Sunshine. And she goes, the madam, she goes, they're setting up a sting. And like, oh, we need your best girl. He's like, oh, okay, I'll put Sunshine on him. She's like, Sunshine? What kind of sunshine? Because her pussy's so good. Want to make up and smell like sunshine. And like, it's fucking great. Like, it's just one of those things. That movie is so... One of my favorite scenes in that movie is when the dude is banging the hooker and falls in love with her, right? And then she leaves and he feels so good about this relationship, right? That he doesn't know he's being set up, but he feels so good about the relationship that he calls his wife on the old school, like, one... piece on the ear.
Yeah, yeah.
So he does like three clicks and he calls and he goes, he's hey, Timmy, whatever the kid's name is. Like, hey, Timmy, yeah, it's your dad. Yeah, is your mother there? Yeah, put your mother on the phone. And then he goes, yeah, it's Billy. Yeah, I ain't never coming home again. And he just hangs up the fucking phone. And then he has this look of fucking content with what he just did. He's like, yeah. Yeah, he just looks around like he's alone by himself in bed, but he's just like, yeah, I'm good. Like, this, like, what I just did was fucking great. Greatest scene, man. I love that shit. Awesome. I love that fucking scene. Great movie. That's I'm going with that as my pick. Wow. I'm surprised. I've never picked a pick on the spot like that, but yeah, that's, you said Sunshine. I go, wow, her pussy must be great. Mike's girl's pussy must be phenomenal.
Oh, okay.
I can say that. I can say that now because they're not dating officially. Once you officially make it Facebook official, then I'm like, oh, she's a very nice young lady.
What a respectable young lady.
What a respectable young lady.
Oh, she's very nice.
I had that as one of my bits where I've talked about that before, where it's like, I always hated hanging out with my guy friends, and we're all talking like guys, like men do, about a chick, and then one of us starts dating the chick. It's like, you know what we were just saying last week about your now girlfriend, right?
You're a lucky man.
That hasn't changed. So you didn't watch any other movies?
No. I did YouTube a lot of the songs from Little Shop of Horrors. And those are some catchy fucking tunes, man.
Yeah, man.
And the women from Martin are in that movie. The girls that sing it's Gina and Pam and some other woman.
Gina and Pam. Wow, they weren't back old school, huh?
Gina and Pam from Martin.
Right. All right.
Tichina Arnold and whatever the fuck, but I don't remember the other one. I don't really remember. I don't know where I took Tichina Arnold from.
All right. So there was an old school pick by a viewer that I'm going to say, as great as an old school pick as it is, I'm going to say no only because they've given it on TV.
Really?
Yeah, they've given it on TV, so I'm going to go ahead and say no. But it's a phenomenal pick.
Really?
But it's just one of those on the border where you go, ooh,
I think mine might be like that, yeah.
So his pick was The Sandlot.
Oh!
Great movie.
Yeah, no, it's a phenomenal movie. It's
fucking great. I love it.
They show it in the summer, though.
They show it so like much in the summer. It's like, movie. Yeah, it's one of those movies, like just like A Christmas Story.
Yeah,
where they don't show it often, but when they do during the winter, during the Christmas, during the season, they show it a lot.
This gets honorable mention because it's a fucking great movie.
A great movie.
It's so good, so well written, with the whole Wendy Peppercorn lifeguard scene, you know, the Beast and all of them with their nicknames, like that made me want to have that experience. I watched that movie and I was like, I wish I would have had like a group of friends that. Like that was so tight knit, and you have all these wacky. I mean, I had that when I was younger, but like,
yeah, I know, I still have that.
Yeah, I know, you still have that.
It's called The Franchise.
Yeah,
it's called The Franchise.
Why don't we make the movie?
Unfortunately, I'm the catcher. I forgot his name, but I'm the fucking catcher.
Ham.
Yeah, I'm Ham.
Ham Porter, and then he goes on to become a professional wrestler known as the Great Hambino. God, I love that movie. I know a lot. I remember that movie a lot.
I don't know too many lines. I know there's
Forever.
You know, that's one of the scenes that I remember the most, is the Forever scene. But that would be an honorable mention because they gave it a lot on TV. So I would choose. There is an Alex that has chosen, that has submitted Neverending Story.
Wow.
Tip my hat, sir.
That's on my list. Yeah, it's on my list. I thought, you know what? Now thinking, I always, it was on my list, but it was one of those that I wanted to pull out when I really didn't have one because I question whether or not I've seen it on TV. And then now you're saying it. I really can't think of it.
I don't remember the last time that. I mean, I remember. This movie has come up in conversation more than I've seen it on TV.
Yes.
I haven't seen this movie since I was a kid. So that's how I know I haven't. Because if it was on TV, I would stop and watch it.
You know what it is? Is that my friends...
I wonder if they have it on Blu-ray.
Here we go. Nary's good. Please pause.
No, go ahead. Continue.
No, because that's one of those... Because it's so funny now as an adult to watch. Like, that's one that its comedic value has increased.
I almost don't want to watch it again as an adult because I don't want to ruin it.
Yeah.
Like, because I have a feeling that it's going to be really bad.
There's some that I... Yeah, like it's one of those that if you watch it now, it might be lost. Like it might, the magic you might be lost. You know,
I agree
with the fucking R-Tax and all that shit. You know, like
you're saying lines that I don't remember because I literally have not seen this movie. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this. I haven't seen this movie probably since I was like 8 or 9 years old.
Where
I'm 30. I don't remember these lines. I don't remember these characters. No, they have it on
my friends
Blu-ray.
And I joke.
Holy
shit,
they have it on Blu-ray.
But it's a beloved movie, man. It's a very beloved movie. People, like, and my friends, we would talk about it. I actually have the song on my fucking... Hold on. I have the song on my iPod. I'm not even kidding. Because we every once in a while, like, I'll call up a friend and just leave that on his voicemail.
Ooh,
like,
that's a good one, too. Nah, but we can't do it. We've talked about that one, right? We can't...
Which one?
We can't... this can't be an old school pick, right?
Motherfucker! That's my pick for this week!
Oh, okay, do it. Then fucking do it. All right, good.
My pick for this week all is... Right. Tom Cruise in Legend.
Yeah, all right. And the reason I came up for the listeners is that I'm looking at Amazon and I'm looking at NeverEnding Story.
And like, those who
customers who bought this also bought.
Oh, I'm so angry.
Man, there's a lot of them, man. Customers who bought this also bought The Princess Bride.
Shit! Stop saying words. Stop saying things right now.
Well, okay, I'll stop.
Stop
I'll
saying stop. Words.
People are going to go to Amazon and be like, what else did people buy?
Mike.
Okay, one that we can't use because it's been on TV too much is The Goonies.
Oh, yeah.
But also bought was The Goonies.
Yeah, there's... But stop. You're taking all my picks. Stop. You got Amazon.
Legend. You got Legend.
Yeah, Legend. Legend is...
Oh,
trippy. You're ruining things for me.
Go ahead. Go ahead. So Legend, continue.
Now
I haven't seen that movie as I haven't seen a movie in its entirety ever. I've never saw a movie in its entirety.
That movie,
as a kid, the fucking devil thing really scared the fuck
I bet
out
it
me.
Would for you. Yeah, and it scared the shit out of me too, because I was really religious as a kid. But so like the whole fact that it was like the devil, like that's not an exaggeration. If you've not seen this movie, it's a big giant red dude with huge black horns. It's actually Tim Curry.
Who's Tim Curry?
The guy from Clue, that British guy from...
I know the movie Clue. I've never watched it, but I know that there's a movie
Rocky Horror Clue. Picture Show.
Oh, that's where I don't know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's in a bunch of things. Once you see his face, you'll know who he is. He's the standard... He's in Home Alone 2. He's in Home Alone 2 as the hotel guy. He's the British hotel guy.
He was the devil?
He was the devil!
And he didn't get typecast? We need a
that
devil.
Movie. That movie is like very fantasy based. Like,
it's
very young Tom Cruise playing like this young boy, and they have to rescue the last unicorn. He's got like elves and fairies and like these dwarves. He's got it's just crazy whacked out. Like, you don't have to be on drugs to enjoy it, but I'm sure a lot of people enjoyed it on drugs. But it's just this weird, kitschy movie that I fucking love. I'll revisit that one every now and again, and it's that.
So you'll watch Legend. How often have you watched Legend?
I watched it like last year, and every time it comes up, every time I think about it, I'm like, oh shit, I should watch it. And that happens like every couple of years, someone will mention it.
Yeah, I've never seen it in its entirety. I should probably buy it. That's
right. Hey man,
if my wife was listening to this right now, I'd be like, stop fucking buying movies.
She's yelling at me saying, Mike, stop saying words.
Stop saying words.
Uh-oh. Where the fuck is?
Yeah.
This is so cheesy. It's the cheesiest of 80s songs.
I don't remember that song ever. That's how cheesy that shit is.
Never any story.
It's
that's
never
the,
even catchy.
That's the where he's flying on Falcor, man. He's flying on the dog dragon, the luck dragon.
The doggin?
He's a drog.
The dragon.
The dragon. He's like, a luck dragon. He looks like a dog, and I always wanted one. Everyone who saw it as a kid always wanted a fucking flying dog dragon.
I would take a so flying anything.
Yeah, right.
You can fly anything.
Iron
except
Man
a
suit.
Bird. Think of, you want a flying pet? Yeah, he's a bird. Oh, fuck that.
God, they already fly.
They're already dying. Talk about a fucking flying fish, flying bird, some shit.
Oh, man. Fuck. I'm so upset that you said Princess Bride.
Well, right. Princess. All right.
That's an old, yes, bro,
but they play it a lot. I have HBO, bro. They play it on HBO.
On HBO.
Yeah.
Some fancy people don't have HBO. So right. Some poor people.
Does the girl know this? Does the girl know if she goes over to your house that she's
I
not
watching?
I made
it abundantly clear about how poor I was.
You're like, listen, you will not be watching any TV in my fucking house.
Yeah.
Any TV you want to watch, you have to wait and tell me in advance so I can fucking rip it and download it illegally. And then we can watch it on my computer hooked into my TV.
Yes.
Clear as day.
I hope you're impressed by techie nerdity and my gadgets because
she is not impressed by that at all. She's like, she kind of, she tells her friends like that shit, but like puts her head down.
He's very smart. He's so intelligent.
He's so smart. So what'd you guys do? You guys want to watch a movie? Oh, do you guys watch it on Blu-ray? He's, a, I mean,
it's, he does this
thing
TV.
Where he puts and he downloads it. Let's talk about something else, ladies. Let's go.
That's so ridiculous.
She's, your girl's going to be like, fuck, I just wish she beat me. Shit.
If you have something to talk
if you
about.
Would beat me and fucking have regular TV, a regular cable, it'd be great. At least I have cable to fucking wipe away my tears and go to sleep to.
Oh, man, I really hope she listens to this one. I really do. I really hope.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, shit. Jinx, you owe me a blowjob.
What? This game has changed since I played it last.
It's one of my things. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, man. Oh, jeez. All right. And I quote from one of her text messages, because I got my iPhone finally. I've upgraded to 2010. That was the best thing. That's so hard when you sent me that.
This guy sent me, I sent him link to the Superman trailer.
Yeah.
And you go, and I could watch it on my iPhone. And I'm like, iPhone 4? And he goes, yes. iPhone 4S? No. I'm like, well, welcome to 2010.
You son of a bitch.
Yes.
So when I finally got my phone working, I texted her on the new phone and she's like, LOL, good job. Your techie abilities are sexy. And I quote, winky smiley face. Bam, there you go.
Your techie abilities to unlock, to call AT&T and unlock a phone?
Yeah, shut the fuck up.
The fuck is that? That's how you did.
I'm just quoting.
All you did was call AT&T. If she's impressed by that, she's gonna, she would
my
love.
My customer service skills. Well, yeah. It's my techie customer service abilities.
Hey, I want to unlock my phone. Here's my customer service. Here's my number. And here's my IEN number.
Yeah. And then they're like, okay, reset your phone. Thanks, AT&T.
Yes. Ooh, your techie skill. Mm.
Yeah. Just because I exaggerated what I did. Look, I exaggerated what I did very much.
Listen, don't you think that you...
In her mind, I cracked the phone open and was there with like a soldering iron.
With a fucking mask on. Yeah.
I'm Spider-Man making his web shooters. Yeah, that's how she's picturing it.
What's even nerdier? Like, what's even sadder? Like, that's what she pictured and she still found that sexy? There's nothing sexy about a dude fucking with a soldering thing, like fucking...
Making gadgets?
Yeah, that's not sexy. That's cool.
Vibrator.
It's cool, but it's not sexy. It's not like, oh my God, look at the way you hold the soldering.
Hey, you
want to
try my homemade vibrator?
Yeah. No, I'm good. I'm all right. anyways.
This is where we went.
Yes, this is where the whole thing went. So we're at an hour. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. I found out recently that my wife hates it when I say quick commercial break because it's like, she's like, it's not a fucking commercial. It's not stupid. And I'm like,
this one will be.
So, yes. This one, I don't know. I don't know what it's going to be. Sometimes it was. We did the Kit Kat one. That was a commercial. We did the Crossfire. That was a commercial. Sweet, so sometimes Jesus. It is a commercial break.
Love,
my bride. Huh? You go fuck yourself, huh? How about that? No, we're going to bleep that out. So she will never hear that. So, anyways, I can say whatever I want. And I have faith that Mike will bleep this shit out. So we're going to go ahead. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and we'll be right back.
Real Diamond Porter. We ain't good enough to lick the dirt off our cleats.
Watch it, jerk.
Shut up, idiot.
Moron.
Scab eater.
Butt sniffer.
Puss licker.
Fart smeller.
You eat dog crap for breakfast, geek.
You mix your weeds with your mama's toe jam.
Yeah!
You bob for apples in the toilet, and you like it.
You play ball like a girl.
What did you say?
You heard me.
My bad. And we're back now for real. Laughing at the fact that I was reading Entertainment Weekly this past week, and then it wasn't a movie review, but they just commented on what people were talking about this week, and they said The Dark Knight. And they said Dark Knight may have a date with Oscar night, and you've seen it. So you think it's going to win an Oscar?
It's not going to win like a Best Picture.
Would it get nominated? Do you think it would get nominated?
They nominate 10 movies or something like that.
Yeah, but
so it might. It might.
Oh, this is a good question for you.
It might.
Dark Knight Rises or Avengers, which is a better movie?
Avengers.
Oh, okay. That's yeah, good. I'm just...
Well, I will say this. I will say this. Other people will disagree with me because...
It's a closer race than it was before.
Yes. There we go. Okay. I will say this.
I don't think anybody's going to disagree with you. I got to be honest with you.
Yeah. I mean, it's the movie is phenomenal, but the Avengers was almost perfect.
Yeah.
That's my one argument with it. There's like I can find flaws in the Chris Nolan universe of Batman a lot more.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Glaring.
Yeah, glaring.
Glaring.
A lot more.
How tall are you, Bane? Oh yeah. 5'10"? Oh really? That's weird. Yeah. Because your character's supposed to be fucking 7 feet tall and break Batman's back. Whatever. That's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
So
how tall are you? An inch shorter than Christian Bale? That's nice. That's adorable. Hey, you have any venom running through your body? No? Oh, that's weird. Because in all the comics, they fucking had venom. Yeah, oh, but that's fine. That's fine. Oh, I'm sorry. Can you speak? I can't understand what you're saying. You have subtitles with your fucking mask? Whatever. This is all going from the previews.
Yeah.
So if I could pick at this from the previews.
You're destroying the previews.
Yeah.
Because I will say that, the story is amazing. It really is good.
Why does Catwoman's costume look like you could get it at Party City?
Catwoman's costume looks like Batgirl.
It looks like you could get it at Party City right now.
Yeah.
Like, not like, oh, cool, the authentic movie version. No, no.
Well, again,
like,
look,
before the movie came out, I have to go to a party and I want to dress up as a cat.
I think you'll enjoy the movie.
I know I'm gonna.
Yeah.
I'm being honest.
I love how much you like vitriol.
I know I'm.
Fuck you.
No,
and like,
because I know I'm gonna enjoy it. But here's the thing. I saw, you know, like Rocket I said Races. Earlier, I saw Batman
Begins
past weekend. And it was just so good
that
I'm like, I know I'm going to like it. It's just,
I'll tell you right now.
His voice takes me out of it.
Yeah,
it takes me, it goes, fuck, man, he went and fucked it up again.
Yeah.
The movie went 10 minutes without me hearing his voice, and it was great. And now it just took, like, every time he talks, I think to myself, what a fucking shitty voice. I can't get past it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's my problem.
I will say.
And now there's two shitty voices in this movie.
You said it once before. I don't know if you remember, but the reason you liked Batman Begins is because there wasn't as much Batman. Like, he was building there was a lot of Bruce Wayne.
A lot of Bruce Wayne. Which is a story that I like the best. Like, yeah. Iron Man 1. And a lot of people like Iron Man better than Iron Man 2.
Mm.
Right? I don't say I like one better than the other one.
No, they're both great.
They're
different.
They're very different to me. I don't say about very different, but to me, they're very. Both of them are great in their own right.
They're unique.
And I would never say which one is better than the other.
Right.
But people's argument with what part one was better. The reason I loved part one a lot is because they dealt a lot with Tony Stark and not. So you didn't. He didn't get into the Iron Man suit until like 40 minutes.
An hour. Yeah.
So.
So that's why, look, everybody loves an origin story.
I don't care about an origin story. I care about character development.
Exactly.
It's not necessarily an origin. I don't need to know where you get your powers. Don't get me wrong. I like
it's
origin
cool,
stories.
Yeah.
But when you rely, the difference is when you don't, when movie studios push out like Super Spider-Man 2 and Spider-Man 3.
Yeah.
There's no character development because they're just pumping out to make money. So they're just pumping out special effects.
I think
this is where I agree with Nolan in the sense of special effects you want to hold off on.
Right.
But you don't want to be stubborn.
Well,
Nolan is fucking stubborn.
What I'll say about this, like the superhero movies, when Spider-Man came out, because Batman to me has never been the shitty ones are superhero movies. Like Batman and Robin, that's a piece of shit.
I thought which one was part three?
George Clooney no, was Batman
Kilmer,
and Robin.
Val Kilmer was the worst one.
Batman Forever.
That was the fucking god.
Actually, I like that movie. Hold on. Easy.
Oof.
I don't think it's good in any way. But I like
it's
Jim Carrey.
God awful.
I like Jim Carrey.
I don't like Jim Carrey. I'm a Jim Carrey fan. Yeah. And for me to say I don't like him in this movie goes.
I dug it. I don't mind it as much because it.
That fucking car was god awful.
Yeah, the car was stupid.
Oh my god.
That
huge fin in the back.
Yeah. The car.
George Schumacher. What the fuck?
Yeah.
No, fuck that.
That's
up.
Because he was making what he thought of as a superhero movie, as like a cartoony movie, because nobody took superhero movies seriously except for. Like Tim Burton was his weirdness when he made Batman and Batman Returns.
I'm going to shoot that on a plane with a pistol.
Yeah. John Wayne gets so mad.
John Wayne gets so mad at that.
But so the those movies, like when Spider-Man 1 came out, it was like, oh, it's a superhero movie. And then they went right back. They treated it with a little bit more story. Granted, it wasn't great, but for the time, it was like, oh, big deal. Now you can treat superhero movies as serious stories.
Yeah,
and that's what the Avengers showed.
That's why I like X-Men, the original X-Men, better than Spider-Man. And people thought I was crazy, and I was like, dude, it deals with real issues.
That's why the comics that's why the comics grew so like to be so big, is because they would do real stories. Like when they first started writing the comic books, and they had the comic code. That you weren't allowed to do a lot of different things or whatever, you know, there was a lot of rules against, everything was kind of cookie cutter. And then when comics really started coming into their own right was when, because people were doing these alternative, independent, crazy things, telling real stories. And
X-Men, in their own way, they're talking about like being segregated and human rights and they're doing.
Well, I read
that
somewhere that Stan Lee, when he made Professor X and Magneto, they were based on Martin Luther King and Malcolm X.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, and
I like it. Now, wow, like, I never heard that. But damn, that's fucking great.
I read that and I was, you know, my brain, I was like, damn, that's wow, that's fun. But it was the opposite, because Malcolm X was the militant one and Magneto was the militant one, and then Professor X is like Martin Luther King, and I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Put together the whole X and X thing.
Yeah,
Malcolm X, Professor X. I didn't even put together that.
But it was like separate. Yeah, but I that blew my mind when I read that. I was like, that's great. That's very cool. And that's a real thing. So you don't have to make a cartoony, biff, pow, you know, 60s Batman now. You don't fucking treat audience goers like we're idiots.
Yeah.
You know, and Batman is very much, it's not a superhero movie. I would call it an action drama.
Which is my thing, which has always been my thing. Even when Dark Knight came out, and people were like, "Oh, it's the greatest superhero movie ever." I go, "I don't really see that as a superhero movie.
It's a detective movie."
I go, "I think it's an action movie, but there's no." And then people are like, "Oh, what do you call a superhero movie?" I'm like, and I started giving examples, and they're like, "Oh, so you're saying because it's not heavy on CGI?" I'm like, "Well, kind of, yeah. I guess that's what I am saying. I don't want to be as crude as that because there's some, you know."
Yeah, it's about whether or not.
But it's not a comic book movie. Yeah. It's a fucking dude. I mean, whatever, dude.
Yeah.
Whatever. So what was your pick again? You got Legend.
Legend.
So our picks are Legend, and we got
Legend. Sandlot was honorable mention.
Honorable mention.
And then you picked.
But the Neverending Story was.
Neverending Story was the fan pick. The
fan pick.
And you picked Harlem Nights.
Harlem Nights. Greatness.
Wow, that's a nice little movie marathon right there.
That's good times. You know what? I won't announce it on the air, but I'm planning on having a... Oh, mountains.
Oh, okay.
You had a good mountain, right? You said you had it.
Well, my friend suggested this mountain, and I'm like, all right, I'll bring it to the show. Because we were talking about a lot of different shit, and then all of a sudden it came up like the Mount, what he referred to, because he's a listener, the Mount Rushmore of Robert De Niro movies.
Oh, okay.
So
Godfather 2, automatic.
Yeah, like that. If that's not on everybody's mountain,
that's what
here's my thing. The problem was that he was naming movies that I hadn't seen, and I was naming movies that he hadn't seen.
Right,
because
he's done a lot.
Yeah,
Rocky and Bullwinkle. That's going
That's definitely. That's a pebble on that mountain.
Let's sniff my mountain.
So I ask you, it's your Robert De Niro movies.
Well, the one that comes off the top of my head is Godfather 2, Goodfellas.
Right.
Those are automatics to me. Then Casino and
Because didn't you just get on DVD Raging Bull? Didn't you get it?
I did, but I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it yet? I've True Romance that movie too. I have never seen it. But I know that if I do, that might be
out. So many though. There's so many to go off. You know what, man? I would go with a sleeper pick in the sense of, as great as it is, I don't think he gets the respect for it that he should. And I'm gonna go with The Score.
I love that movie.
Yeah, that movie's fucking great.
Yes, the bank, the safe cracking.
Just look at that movie. You have Edward Norton, Robert De Niro, and the Godfather himself.
Yeah.
And I can't fucking remember his name for the life of me. Dude.
My mind just went blank too.
My mind just went completely just shut down.
Wow, what a weird thing. And I don't even...
Marlon Brando.
Fucking A.
Bro, Jesus.
Wow, we are retarded.
Horrible. People are like, do you guys fucking like movies? What the fuck? All
right, wow, so, that was a weird like...
But look at that. If you look at Robert De Niro, Edward Norton, and Marlon Brando, if you look at those three, I would listen to those. I would watch those three read a fucking phone book.
Bro. Yeah.
I would get whatever, man. Just give it to me. Fucking,
yeah, I would watch them. I would watch them eat their lunch.
It's very... I would say very close to Edward Norton's best performance.
That's good, man.
Very close. So that would be my four, would be the score.
That's a good one. Shit.
Yeah, the score, Goodfellas, Godfather Part 2, and Casino.
I wouldn't put... that's very close to
Casino,
my
mind. Casino, the only problem that I have with the Casino is that I already have Goodfellas up there, and they're so similar. His performances are both so similar. But... Yeah,
I would have to put. Okay, so that's a solid fucking mountain. Those movies are all great. I would put Godfather 2 and Goodfellas.
You know which I also haven't seen, and I own it, and I haven't seen. And some people might be on some people's mountain is The Bronx Tale.
Yeah, I'm racking my brain because I was thinking about it on the way over here.
Cape Fear.
Yes.
Damn it.
Cape Fear.
This guy's nasty. Yeah, dude.
It's not hard because even the movies that I have seen, they're all great. And then there's a million of them that I haven't seen that are fucking great. So Goodfellas, I may take Goodfellas off.
Nuts.
I don't know. Nuts. I don't know.
Goodfellas is top five of all time. Every fucking movie.
I know.
In any genre.
I know.
So how can it not be top? How can it not be top?
What
four
do I take
his?
Off? Godfather 2.
What do you have so far?
In my mind.
In the actual mountain.
In my actual mountain.
The actual blueprint of the mountain.
Cape Fear.
Cape Fear is as good as Goodfellas. In my opinion, you put your mountain, bro. You got your mountain. I got my mountain.
It's because he's not a mobster in it. He's not a gangster.
It doesn't matter. Why do I care?
Because I feel like a lot of those gangster roles kind of pigeonholed him at a
Casino,
certain point.
That's why I said Casino and Goodfellas kind of bleed into each other.
Yeah.
Where it's kind of the same character, too, but it's not the same character.
It's
because in Casino he wasn't I don't want to say a pussy, but as far as physical violence he didn't resort to that.
Yeah.
But because he was just a bookie.
It takes place in the mob world.
Right.
That to me, like I want to pick one out of the like I don't want them all to be. And it would be Goodfellas. I think Godfather 2 though.
But those two aren't the same kind of mobsters, though.
No, you're right.
I don't know. Whatever, bro. You pick your mountain. You can do whatever you want. You're asking my opinion. I'm like, I would never take off.
Taxi Driver?
Overrated.
Really? Overrated. I like Taxi.
I haven't seen it since I was like maybe 18 years old. That was one of the first DVDs that I got. And I was like, this movie, I just didn't get it.
It's twisted.
I just know the thing is, I just didn't get it. It was one of those like, same thing as watching American Beauty.
It didn't hit you.
Where the fuck is everybody into this? I don't understand it. I don't get it.
Taxi Driver, the whole relationship with the fucking and the scene with Martin Scorsese in the taxi. I like that movie a lot. Taxi Driver.
I should watch it as a real grown up. Yeah, because I watched it when I was 18. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Heat.
No.
No?
No.
You don't like Heat?
I like Heat, not a mountain. I'm just saying, me. You think about putting Heat on, which is a gangster in, to take off Goodfellas, which is a gangster in.
It's a different kind of thing.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a heist movie.
Thank you.
No, Heat is not a gangster movie. Heat is a heist movie.
He's a gangster, though.
Yes, but it's a heist movie.
Hey, I'm not saying Heat's not good. Heat's good. Heat may be one of the his most overrated movies.
Really?
Yeah. I love the movie. I'm not understand
him,
me when understand me when I'm saying this. I love the movie.
Okay.
Pacino gives a better performance than he does in that movie.
Yes, that's true, I guess. So yeah, actually
that any movie where he gets shown up in, how can it be on his mountain? My opinion. Again, this is you do what you do.
I don't know. Here's the thing. I don't know
I've
how
already
to narrow
decided
it down.
My mountain. The only honorable mention to me is Cape Fear. But I will never take off any of the other four that I mentioned over Cape Fear.
And I'm looking over across the way and I see Backdraft and I fucking love that movie.
Okay, but do you love it because of him or do you love it because of everything else?
I like his character in it, but he's not the main guy. Okay, yeah. All right, leave me alone. I bet who was it that predicted our conversation?
Oh shit!
What? Which one?
Untouchables.
Son of a bitch! This is the hardest of mountains, I think.
Nah, the video game is still the hardest.
Oh, yeah. Actually, yeah. No, this is harder.
I have a DVD that has two movies on it.
Yeah.
So it's the same disc. It's the same disc. So I'm going to go ahead and pick Untouchables and Cape Fear because it comes in the same disc.
I have the I burnt them onto a disc onto to a, the same.
No, so
shit, dude.
Untouchables, hot. Well, I fucking love Untouchables. To me, is one of the most underrated movies. You're fucking. Oh my goodness, and that scene was great. But you know, just a scene where it's like your friend died screaming like a Skyler's pig, and it's like what? And he fucking Kevin Costner threw him off the building, and he was yelling. He's like that, and like oh my god. Dude, that scene is shot with Sean Connery where he's just like,
oh man, fucking, I don't know, I can't pick. This was hard for me.
That's great.
Fuck, dude.
So I'll go. What?
Hey, wait. Untouchables better than Goodfellas and Godfather?
No. Here's the reason why. Here's the reason why it's so easy for me to make that decision, because Untouchables, as great as a performance he wasn't the main guy in that movie.
No.
He was the main guy in Goodfellas. Even though he wasn't, he was. It was Ray Liotta.
It was Ray Liotta was the main guy.
But this guy was in every fucking scene. You know, again, it's just one of those things. In my mind, it's easily justifiable.
All right, here's my mountain.
Okay.
Meet the parents. Meet the Fockers. Little Fockers. Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
I'll pick the shitty one. I'll pick a shitty mountain because I can't pick how good.
Untouchables, man.
I would need three mountains at least.
I'll take Casino out and I'll put Untouchables on my day.
Okay.
So I'll put Untouchables, Goodfellas,
And we're not even talking about Raging Bull.
Godfather Part 2. Because I haven't seen it.
I know, so me neither.
Men of Honor? Fuck what you said, man. Men of Honor.
I love
great.
That movie too.
That movie
Shit.
Is great, man.
Chief, Master Chief Billison.
Yeah. What is it? Come here, Cookie. That movie was great. The
Cookie.
Score. So I'm going to go with the score. This is what I'll go with. I'll go with the score, Godfather Part 2, Goodfellas, and Untouchables. That would be my mountain. I'm okay with that. Honorable mention, Cape Fear.
Honorable mention, Cape Fear. I would put Cape Fear on my mountain.
It's good. I mean, you can't go wrong. You can't go wrong.
Because he's so good in it. I would put, and he's the main guy. I would put Godfather 2. The score's really good. The Untouchables really good. I really like Heat.
You can put it.
I want to put Heat on my mountain. I want to put Heat on my mountain. I like that movie. And Untouchables and Bronx Tale honorable mention.
So which ones do you have on your mountain?
Godfather 2.
Mm-hmm.
Heat, Cape Fear, Untouchables, and Bronx Tale honorable mention.
Okay.
Man, that
Bronx Tale. I haven't seen a Bronx Tale.
I'm wrong. I'm wrong. Chaz Palminteri is fucking amazing in that movie too.
I haven't seen Bronx Tale. So that's a very good mountain. Now my first suggestion of mountain is not going to be as difficult as that. In my opinion, it won't be as difficult. As
I don't know how that was up there with the video games, bro.
It's very tough. But his, I don't think it's a tough mountain. Mm-hmm. He gave it to me. He proposed it to me as a tough mountain. And I go, I don't think it's a tough mountain. And then he started naming off movies that I was like, that doesn't. Okay. It is all-time sport movies. All sports, no matter what the sport is. Sport movies, mountain of sport movies. And so he started going through his list. And I told him, I go, I know for a fact that you have not seen Warrior because you haven't put it on there yet.
Yeah, I watched it like 2 days ago.
Yeah,
I watched it again.
That movie is going on my mountain. Like, that's a first ballot Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
First ballot Hall of Famer. I'll go with my personal opinion. I couldn't even think about four movies. I was racking my brain to think about four movies worthy of
mountains. Yeah.
And he started naming, like, he was like Tin Cup and Legend of Bagger Vance. I was like,
what?
They don't
Why
sniff.
Are the golf movies?
He likes golf. Oh. My friend's into golf.
Who gives a shit about golf
but
movies?
I'm like, but here's the thing. I'm like, even if I like golf, which I don't, but even if I like golf, I don't fucking give a flying banana about a fucking golf movie. And those two movies I mentioned were good. Right? Yeah. I liked them for movies, but they don't sniff a mountain.
Yeah.
A mountain? You put Tin Cup on a mountain?
Tin Cup should not be on any mountain.
Nah.
That's ridiculous.
Nah. So I go with Warrior.
Okay.
Rocky Balboa.
Okay.
Happy Gilmore. Fucking say what you want, man. The movie's the shit. Happy Gilmore.
What? What's your fourth choice?
I had a hard time picking. I was like, I don't know. I could go Cop Out and go Karate Kid.
Is that a martial? Yes. All right.
It's
yes.
A sport.
I mean, it's a sports.
Sport. Yeah. If he's saying Tin Cup is a sports movie, you got that right. Karate Kid is a fucking
golf is a sport.
Yeah, if golf is a sport. Is karate's an Olympic sport for that matter. It literally is. Karate's an Olympic sport, and golf isn't. And it won't be next Olympics. It will be, but right now it's not.
Golf?
So, yeah, golf.
Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, golf is going to be an Olympic sport.
They already do it internationally.
In 2016.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, yeah. So,
sports movies.
All-time sports movie. I couldn't think of another one. You know what movie is really good? And a lot of people haven't seen it. Was the movie 61. The movie.
Oh, yeah, with Lou Gehrig and Mickey Mantle.
And Mickey Mantle and the chase for like the home run.
That's supposed to be really good.
That's a really good movie. It was an HBO movie.
Yeah.
And it was directed by Billy Crystal.
And Barry Pepper is the guy who plays Lou Gehrig.
Yeah, and Thomas Jane plays
Mickey Mantle.
Mickey Mantle.
And Barry Pepper, he's one of my favorite like
character actors.
He's like that guy that every movie he's in, I'm like that he did good. Like he's just like a clutch.
I can say the same for Thomas Jane, man.
Yeah,
I don't think he's done a bad movie. Maybe he has. I don't know him. But
remind me about to come back to Thomas Jane.
All right.
Sports movies. Warrior is on there, man. I can't get over it. I can't believe I waited so long
I saw the movie 3 months apart. I saw it the first time ever. We talked about this in an early podcast. And then 3 months later, which is like a month ago, I saw it again. Remember, I texted you.
Yeah.
Saw it again. I was still emotional. I was still like, what's going to happen?
Yes.
Even though I fucking seen the movie.
Like, I knew, like, watching it again, the same feeling where you're just like, oh, man. That feeling does not go away with that movie. I love that movie. Warrior.
I would put that movie as the greatest sports movie of all time.
It's a contender. Like I'm with you on it. Like as in terms, it's Rocky but more.
It's Rocky but
more. With two Rockies.
Yeah, exactly.
It's two Rockies.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, because you don't give a shit about Apollo Creed.
No, you want Apollo Creed to lose.
Yeah,
and he doesn't.
Yeah,
like fuck. What you know? Like, and Rocky Balboa is good, but it's not on my mountain. Warrior, and I'm gonna say Sandlot. Is I'm thinking,
really? You laughed at fucking Happy Gilmore and you put Sandlot on?
Sandlot is a great movie.
It's all about baseball.
It's a sports movie. No. But
it's about friendship.
It's about
baseball,
yeah. Like, but it's
I'll give it to you. It's a sports movie. If Tin Cup is a sports movie,
yeah. So that Sandlot.
That's the definition.
That's the definition. If
Tin Cup is a sports movie,
I'll say Remember the Titans.
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Remember the Titans.
Dao Yang.
Yeah. And because I want a football movie in there, I was going to say Any Given Sunday.
Whoa.
But I really like that movie. But it's not on my mountain.
Get the fuck out of here. That should not sniff a mountain.
For a football movie?
The program is better than Any Given Sunday. Yeah. Yes. I like Any Given
Varsity
Sunday a lot.
Varsity Blues is better.
No.
Yeah, I like Varsity Blues.
But not better than Any Given Sunday.
No. But Remember the Titans is.
Yes.
Remember the Titans is fucking phenomenal movie.
I like The Replacements better than Any Given Sunday. Why am I the only one that likes The Replacements? People laugh at me.
I don't like it. I'm just saying people laugh at me.
The Replacements was a good movie, I thought. I don't understand. Unnecessary Roughness? That's a great movie,
too. Oh, my God. That movie's great.
And it was awesome.
With Sinbad.
With the Bacula.
The Bacula.
The Bacula, man.
And this is where
That's the third time he's made an appearance on this podcast. Yeah. The Bacula.
I fucking love Bacula.
Yeah. Who doesn't?
So what do I have? I have Warrior, Sandlot, Remember the Titans, and Friday Night Lights, man. That was...
You know why I don't give it to Friday Night Lights? Because the TV show is better.
I'm going to start watching the show.
I have all the seasons here, bro.
Yeah.
You can take them.
I don't have it Blu-ray.
Yeah. No, they're not.
Oh, they're on TV. Oh, okay, good.
TV
all right,
shows on Blu-ray.
Woo, dodge a bullet on that one.
Yeah, I know.
And then I'm torn between...
Listening to this, lucky lady out there. Listening to this, huh?
Speaking of Sunshine, Remember the Titans.
Remember Sunshine?
Remember Sunshine?
The gay kid.
And I'm torn because...
So she's either a prostitute or a gay kid. That's nice.
Yeah.
Good nickname.
I hope she listens so much. I hope she's
There's
going to
be so many
right
bleeps
now.
In this fucking podcast.
No, I'm only bleeping the name and then what you said about your wife.
Well, go ahead, continue.
So I'm torn between, and here's the thing: I'm not the biggest baseball fan, but I love baseball movies.
Baseball movies make the best movies as far as sports because there's so much time to build drama.
Yes,
it's during a game,
right?
Because you can build drama in a football movie and stuff like that. But there's so much time in a baseball because every pitch counts. You could make it that every pitch counts, and
yeah.
Where Major League.
Okay. All right. If you want to go there, because I have a serious baseball movie a funny baseball movie,
but it's a baseball movie nonetheless.
I'm gonna say, The Natural.
Yeah, he was rattling off all these names, and I go, none of these sniff my mouth.
The Natural? Mm-mm. Are you serious?
I love the movie. Don't get me wrong. You're misunderstanding me. I like the movie Tin Cup. I actually really like The Legend of Bagger Vance. Yeah. The Greatest Game Ever Played, another golf movie.
Oh wow, yeah,
that was a really good movie. You know. The Natural. These are really good movies. The Babe with
yes, The Babe was a great movie too.
It was a great movie. All these movies I really like. Do I put them in a mountain? No.
Do you pick Moneyball over?
I haven't seen Moneyball.
Wow, that's a good one. You should see it.
I haven't seen Moneyball.
But I was
The Color of Money.
Oh yeah. Shit.
Yeah. I could give you all these options. None of them to me jump out. Like Warrior is automatic first ballot Hall of Fame. Then you go, look, even when I picked Happy Gilmore, I'm like, dude, I have not seen that movie one time without fucking losing and laughing, losing my shit. And that's what a movie's supposed to do. And like that's, and I'm the first dude that goes, welcome, comedies never get nominated for Oscars, so why wouldn't it be nominated for a fucking mountain?
Yeah.
In my opinion.
But, So
I only have three. I haven't come up with my fourth pick yet. There hasn't been a movie
I thought you said you had a fourth one.
No, I'm trying to come up with a fourth one because none of the ones that we've mentioned, I go, oh yeah, that's
awesome. I like so what I have Warrior,
Remember the Titans.
Sandlot, Remember the Titans. And I'm torn between The Natural and Field of Dreams.
See, my friend mentioned that too, Field of Dreams, and I'm like, Field of Dreams, I love Field of Dreams.
Yeah.
Not a baseball movie.
Really?
I don't find that a baseball movie. It has baseball in it.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a baseball. To me, it's more of a father son movie.
Yeah. That's true. That's true.
But it is a baseball. You know what movie is really great and doesn't get respect is For the Love of the Game.
Oh, that's Kevin the one Costner. With Kevin Costner.
He throws a perfect game, bro.
Oh man,
Spoiler alert! I'm sorry. Oh. But the whole movie's done in flashbacks.
Right.
While he's on the mound.
Oh, really?
The whole movie's on a flashback. Like, he's on the mound, and in his mind, he's flashing back to his relationship with Presley. What's your name? Jamie Presley.
Yeah.
And he's going through the whole movie's told in flashback, and I appreciate a good movie that's told in flashback, even though the first thing they tell you in script writing class is don't overdo flashbacks and don't use them unless it's driving the story forward. And in this case, it did. It drove the story forward.
Yeah. Like, it was used correctly.
Yeah.
That's cool. I got to see that one.
It's really great. I got that one too.
Honorable mention for me goes to Major League 2.
Over Major League, the original?
Something about it. I like it more because I already know all the characters and it's still a good story.
Yeah, but they change Wesley Snipes.
I don't need Wesley Snipes.
Like, I just have a. Do you have a black guy? Yeah. Is he fast? Yeah. Then that's fine. Yeah. That's all I need.
It was Omar Epps, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. They switched him up. Like, this is Willie Mays Hayes. No, he looks very different than the other. No, this Trust is me, Willie Mays Hayes.
This is the darkest guy we could find that didn't demand a shitload of money.
But yeah. I like Major League 2 where
I like both. Don't
because
get me wrong.
Rick Vaughn, he gets all Hollywood and wearing the suits, and then at the end, he comes back. Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
He comes back wearing the skull crossbones glasses.
And the haircut.
Yeah, and the haircut, and he tells Dennis Randy Quaid.
Shove it up your ass.
Yeah, shove it up your ass. Yeah, I love that. I love it. He comes back.
Too high. That was one of my favorite scenes. When I fucking hit the home run.
Joe Boo comes. It's like Pedro Serrano is like a very spiritual man now. Like he's a Buddhist or something, and he can't hit the curveball.
I've seen the movie.
I love that fucking movie.
Going back to the mountain.
I picked the natural.
I'm still stuck at a four. I haven't even picked my fourth pick. I've thought about this. It's been 2 days now, and I'm like, I don't.
So know what about movie. Okay? So you're.
And I don't want to go cop out and be like I could go cop out. And be like Rocky IV.
right.
I don't want to do that. So I picked Karate Kid because I really love fucking Karate Kid.
So that was your fourth pick, Karate
Kid. Yeah, that was my fourth pick. But I'm still one of those. It was my fourth pick.
You reserve the right to change one.
Exactly.
Of your picks.
It was my fourth pick, like saying, like, let's start building the first three on the mountain.
Yeah.
I'll get back to you about the fourth just to make sure. I'll get back to you. George Washington, Abraham Lincoln. I got those already covered.
Yeah. Teddy Roosevelt.
Teddy Roosevelt. with or without the polio.
That was Franklin.
Yeah, that was Franklin. That was the other Roosevelt. Whatever.
No, right. Teddy Roosevelt was the
yeah.
With the big mustache.
So
man, that's a good mountain, man. That's a solid mountain. There's a lot of good movies.
None of the movies like The Natural. I'm like, I don't.
I'm torn because there's a lot more football movies that I would put on there because I love football. But Remember the Titans to me is like such a good.
I don't know. What's another football movie? Replacements, Any Given Sunday, Friday Night Lights.
Oh man, what's the name of that fucking? Well, there's Brian's Song.
You know, I've never seen it.
That's the one that everyone
knows.
I know.
That's why I've never seen it because I'm like, all right, I know the ending.
I'm going to cry. Okay. You're like,
I just know the ending already. I just know. They even did a spoof on it on.
The Water Boy.
It's a good one.
That's a great football movie.
Solid pick. Hey, bro. That's I'm not complaining. I'm not fucking. Better than Tin Cup.
Better than Tin Cup.
Yeah.
At least we can agree that anything we've just mentioned is better than Tin Cup.
Yes. Major League 3, Back to the Minors. Better than Tin Cup. Yeah. Better than Tin Cup. I like Tin Cup, man. I really do. I like Tin Cup. I'm not going to lie. I like Tin Cup, but nowhere close to a mountain.
No.
Nowhere close to a mountain.
I'm trying to think of like a good
golf movie. I'm trying to be like, in my mind, I'm like, man, my friend must really be a fucking golf addict.
Yeah.
Because I know he loves golf, but he must really love golf.
For those movies to be all about it.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. This is a good mountain. This is a good week for mountains.
Yeah, yeah. So, I don't know. That would be, but Karate Kid, man. I really love Karate Kid. Karate Kid 2, I love too.
Karate Kid 2, I actually like more than Karate Kid 1.
I mean, it's a to me.
Yeah. It's a toss up.
You can't go wrong. There's no wrong answer and there's no right answer. It's one of those things where
I just really like that Peter Cetera song. I am the man but who will fight
better than,
for your honor.
Better than You're the Best Around. Excuse you.
We will fight right now. The Best Around is a great song.
The Best Around.
But
it's in
Peter
the title.
Cetera had
it's
the glory.
It's in the title. The song is The Best Around.
Yeah, but Peter Cetera had the glory of love.
But it's The Best Around.
He's a knight in shining armor from a long time ago.
So the glory of love. So the Peter Cetera song. Wait, which one would you pick? The Peter Cetera. That's a good mountain too. Best movie soundtrack. Best movie theme song. Would you pick best? Would you pick a Peter Cetera song or? The Power of Love from Back to the Future.
Not Power of Love. We're going back in time.
Back in time, right. Is that not Power of Love?
No. That's Back in Time. We're going back in time. The Power of Love is the other one. It's in there, too.
Power of Love.
Yeah, Huey Lewis is the guy that judges when he plays. It's like, sorry, fellas. You're just too darn loud.
And you wouldn't pick... So would you pick Peter Cetera or Power of Love? That's my question.
That's a tough one. You got me, partner.
I'm just saying.
That's a good one. That's fucking good. I don't know.
You're the best. All right, put it this way. How about this? Back in Time or Danger Zone?
Danger Zone.
Wow, that was quick.
Yeah, Danger Zone.
That was quick.
Because
my friend said that was the greatest. He said the Top Gun soundtrack was the greatest movie soundtrack of all time.
It's one of the best.
And I
dude.
Go, fuck. I came up with a cop out. I did the Mike Mercadal, and I was like, Rock of Ages. And he just looked at me and goes, oh, man, but come on. I'm talking about it. I'm like, what? It's a movie? It's a soundtrack.
Loopholes.
I am
the king of loopholes.
It's on the same album. Same CD. Comes on the same disc.
You know, I ripped a CD of...
I ripped a CD of all the fucking... Yeah, Neri's greatest movie hits. Part 3, the third installment. The best one, I think, ever. We'll do the mountain movie theme songs later, but... I don't know. So, best sports movies. Hit us up with your picks, with your choices. What do you think?
Woobro@NaryScience.com. Send us your mountain picks for this week of best sports movies, because you may give Nary his fourth mountain movie.
You may, because as much as I love, and I really do, you know, I don't want to underestimate how much I really do love The Karate Kid and Karate Kid 2 and those, but it's not one of those that jumped at me and goes, this has to be my mountain. And again, Rocky Balboa, I picked that one because it was either that one or Rocky 4. It was going to be a Rocky.
You're right.
And I picked Rocky Balboa only because it's more of an adult. It's more of a drama mixed in with action as opposed to the flat out action movie.
Yeah, yeah.
And so
yeah, Rocky IV was all about the training.
It's all about. Yeah. It's just this stereotypical 80s action movie where it was like as little dialogue as possible. Yeah. montage.
Yeah,
that's so all it was about. Basically. And you know what happened? Those movies, Rocky 3 and 4, as a kid, because I saw those before I saw Part 1 and 2, ruined Part 1 and 2 for me
right.
as a kid.
Yes,
because I was like, this is a lot of fucking talking.
Yeah,
can we? Because Part 1 and 2 were very dramatic movies,
right.
as opposed to a boxing movie.
Yeah, Rocky 3 and 4 are what Spider-Man 2 and 3 were.
Except not shitty.
But not bad. They were great.
Right, they were great. It's the opposite of
Part 2. They're just like, hey, put more fighting in and put that's not a drama.
Put more fighting in.
This isn't a fucking drama. This is a boxing movie. Put some fucking boxing in it.
Yeah, so that's why I didn't pick Part 4, because I love Part 4 and Ivan Drago and the whole nine yards. Yeah. And arguably, I would say most people that I know...
Why don't you take Karate Kid off and put Rocky 4?
No, because then you put two Rockies in there, because I want Rocky up Balboa. Because the reason why I put Rocky Balboa is because...
That's how winning is done?
Yeah. That's it. That's how winning is it. My friend told me, he goes, I didn't like that movie at all. He goes, except for that speech, that's the only thing I love about that speech. I go, first of all,
you're not paying attention.
You're wrong. Second of all, if it only had that speech, it would be better than that. Would be worth
better than Tin Cup.
That would be. It wasn't the same friend, but yeah, I get the point. Yeah, you're absolutely right, my friend. Still better than Tin Cup. At the end of the day, still better than Tin Cup. Anyway, so hit us up with your choices for give us your Robert De Niro Mountain. Give us your best.
That Robert De Niro Mountain's tough.
It is tough. There's no wrong answer really, unless you put like Rocky Balboa. And hit us up with your best sports movie mountain, and we'll do some chick flick mountains at one point.
We'll do a
chick flick mountain, and we'll get to that. I'm a big fan of chick flicks. I've said it before, so I don't mind showing.
There's a few that I actually enjoy.
You know what? Let's get to it right now.
We're gonna do it right
now. Let's get to it right now. Best your chick flick mountain.
It's hard for me to think of four that are defined as chick flicks, because to me they're just like good movies. But
that's gay disclaimer number one. Gay disclaimer. No, it's not a chick flick. It's a really good movie. No, if you really pay attention, it's a really good movie.
I just went a really long way to say no homo.
That's no homo. No homo.
Because I love the movie.
Just give me your fucking
two
picks,
and a half
Mike.
Weeks. Or 2 weeks' notice. I'm sorry.
I was gonna say 2.5 weeks. Isn't that the fucking Mickey Rourke sex movie?
Nine and a half weeks. 2 weeks' notice.
Yeah. Okay.
Where she's
Sandra Bullock.
Right, Sandra Bullock. I'm trying to think of.
I want
to
see in both our lists. I want to see how many Hugh Grant movies come up.
Hugh Grant is delightful.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant.
He is such
is
a gentleman.
So
when he
charming.
When he picks up a transvestite hooker, nobody does it as charming as he does.
He got away with it.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, yeah, Hugh Grant's awesome.
Yeah, he was fucking Elizabeth
Hurley, and he went and he got a black tranny hooker.
Awesome.
And everyone was like, he was just like, oh, I'm so sorry. I can't believe
I was giving her a ride. Right. Sure.
And everyone's like, he's Hugh Grant. No, of course. Does Hitch count as a chick flick?
Yeah.
Hitch. I like Hitch as a chick flick. I'm trying to think. You've Got Mail.
Mm-hmm.
I like that one.
Good pick.
You've Got Mail is good. Any combo of the Tom Hanks, Meg Ryan. Because I could have said Sleepless in Seattle, but I didn't.
Saw the ending to it the other day?
Yeah. I said, I'll go with You've Got Mail for that combo. And then...
I like You Got Mail because Dave Chappelle was in it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
He was
I
like playing the straight man. Like,
yeah. Throw some names of.
No, I'll just give you my mountain if we're gonna throw names out.
I have three. I can't think of a fourth one.
All right, so mine will be.
I can't think of the.
What Dreams May Come.
Is that really a chick flick?
Well, seeing as me and my wife were bawling crying, I'm gonna go with yes.
Yeah,
I'm gonna go with yes. That's a chick flick.
That's a okay. That's a very good romantic movie. Yeah.
So how is that not classified as a
chick flick? I don't know. It seems too dramatic. Like, chick flick for me usually involves some sort of rom-com.
No, you're talking about rom-com.
I'm thinking
I didn't
rom-com.
Say that.
No,
I said
you're right. You're right. You're right.
I said chick flick.
Oh, okay.
So
that
I would say...
Some venues.
So what's your fourth pick then before
Now I have to think a little bit more.
Oh, God.
So you have What Dreams May Come.
So I have What Dreams May Come. I have The Time Traveler's Wife.
What? I've never seen it.
You never seen it?
No.
Oh my God, give her to cry. See it with your girlfriend. See it with your chick. See how she likes sensitive Mike.
Yeah.
And Serendipity.
Oh, I like that one too. That may be on my mountain.
Okay, that's fine.
That may be the fourth pick.
All right. I love Serendipity. That's a good
I
movie.
Love the writing in that movie.
No, everything in that
movie
was great.
Really,
the
really
writing,
good.
The everything, everything's really, Jeremy Piven crushed it, dude.
Yeah, like he's great in that movie.
Crushed it, yeah. So what I give you? Three?
Serendipity, yeah, that's a good
it's
one.
It's very easy to go with Notebook. It's very easy to say Notebook.
Yeah,
and it's a very great movie. It's one of those things where I almost don't want to say it just because it's so played out by everybody. Everybody, like, every fucking chick, like, The Notebook and Dirty Dancing. That was in everybody's MySpace.
Oh, yeah.
That was in everybody's MySpace. The Notebook and Dirty Dancing and Pretty Woman. That's the
thing. Yeah.
So it's very hard to not pick The Notebook because it really was a really good movie. But I will go with... I'm trying to... Now I'm trying to think because I was going to go with The Notebook and now I just stopped myself and go, no... Don't go.
Well, honorable mention goes to When Harry Met Sally for me.
Yeah, yeah. You can't go wrong with that.
That one's a good solid pick. But like, because in my mind, when I think of chick flicks, I do think of like Sex in the City and some other like just shit that's like, because then would Bridesmaids be considered a chick flick?
No, it's too funny to be a chick flick.
It's just, you know what I mean? Like, there's a certain inherent like, it has to be bad. I would say What Dreams May Come is too good to be a chick flick.
No, there's a difference between too good and too funny.
Okay, all right.
Because too funny means you're a flat-out comedy. You're not a chick flick anymore. You're just a flat-out hilarious comedy.
Yeah, that was not even a chick flick to me. It was a comedy.
It was straight-up comedy.
But that one's debatable.
While You Were Sleeping.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That was Sandy.
That's the homage to Sandy.
The homage to Sandra Bullock. So, Serendipity.
Why the fuck would you cheat on Sandra Bullock like that?
Why would you cheat on any of these women? Why would you cheat on Halle Berry, who's been cheated on by every fucking man she's been...
Who cheats on Halle Berry?
Fucking Sandra Bullock, she cheated on with a fucking nasty ass. Like get the fuck out of here, bro. That's disgusting. This dude, Randy Quaid, was it Randy? No, his brother.
Dennis Quaid?
Dennis Quaid cheated on Meg Ryan. Get the fuck out of here. Like, what do you need? What else do you fucking need?
I know, it's like kind of ridiculous.
Fuck you and your fucking goat ass. Jeez. Anyways, we gave you three mountains today, people. Three fucking mountains, all right?
I know, man.
We gave one for the ladies. We hooked you up because I know we talk a lot about guys' shit, so we hooked you up, ladies.
Yeah, nice lady mountain.
All right, so got the lady mountain, got the Robert De Niro mountain, got the sports movie mountain, so giving you a good balance. So if you guys have any choices, fucking email it to us, tweet us, at Nary Science, at Mike Mercadal, at WooBroPod, that's WUBROPOD. So make sure you guys check us out, hit us up with your thoughts and what do you think? Hey, really quick, do you think the people from the movie theater that got shut up, do you think they get refunds?
Shut the fuck
How do you think
up,
that works?
Get the fuck
Come
fuck.
On, how do you think that works? Do you think they'll go, hey, how many in your party? Six? Oh, now it's five?
No!
Fucking what? I'm just joking, people.
Oh, my God.
This is just fucking jokes. I'm just joking. But I really do hope these guys, that guy's a nut. Here's a fucked up thing is all weekend long, I've been preaching like a very serious tone to this whole thing.
Yeah.
And I get really angry and I get really upset. I honestly get the emotional when thinking about the four-month-old child because I have an eight-month-old child. So I get very emotional and I get very angry and upset when I think about that. But I had to turn it into a comedy thing because that's what we do. I mean, I'm not going to
naturally,
but
defense mechanism.
But in reality, I'm trying to be real with everybody. It's as many of the jokes that I made earlier today about that subject. It's just because I'm a comic and that's how I deal with my shit. But I really am like that. There's been a lot of other shit that's gone on in the country. A lot of like disasters or whatever that I really don't. You know, to be honest, I didn't give a fuck about.
But this one, somewhere else.
This one bothered me. Yeah. No, this one bothered me because even though it happened somewhere else, I was like, this could have been, you know what I mean?
It could have been anywhere.
It could have been anywhere.
And we love movies.
And I love movies so much that it could have been me. And it's like, and I think about my child and I get very emotional. But I just wanted to make jokes just for the sake of making jokes. Not that I actually believe any of the horrible shit that I said today.
Uh-huh.
So with that disclaimer.
That's like asterisk at the end of the show.
Yes. But I will tell you. Thank you guys for checking us out. Make sure to subscribe, retweet, talk to your friend, tell your friends, talk to all your friends about us, and put on iTunes. Go to iTunes and make sure you write a review.
Yeah,
and hook us up. Thank you very much, and make sure you do that because that's how winning is done.
Thank you for listening to What's Up, Bro? With Nary Science and Mike Mercadal. Be sure to get your tickets to Nary Science Live CD recording August 25th. You can buy tickets at laughstub.com. Just search for Nary Signs. You'll find him.